Now, each one of our scripture readings this morning, they all focus on the spiritual significance of how we are called by God to live out our faith by encouraging others to follow Jesus. Now, this calling becomes generated within our hearts as a Holy Spirit invitation, an invitation that we respond by simply saying, "Yes, God, I will. Yes, I will speak to this person about my faith," as this is God's abiding word for us to do in faith. And it might make us a little uneasy or unnerved to speak to someone else about our faith, but it is exactly in those areas where we are challenged that our faith grows the most. Now, key scripture for understanding all of this comes from Romans chapter 10, verse 17. So faith comes from what is heard, and what is heard comes through the word of Christ. So where are you today in your faith by encouraging others to follow Jesus? What might be that special invitation that God is inviting you into to serve him this morning through God's abiding word? To grow in your faith? Are you listening intently to Jesus' invitation? Because our mission as a people of God is not just for the betterment of serving ourselves. Our God-given mission is serving Christ to the world beyond ourselves. And a great example of all of this is in our gospel reading this morning, as Jesus called his first disciples. As a very similar way, God's word still calls for us today to step out in our faith and be an encourager for others. As this all began, it always begins with John the Baptist, with his declaration, "Here is the Son of God who takes away the sin of the world." And with that statement of faith, there happened to be two people standing nearby who were following John. But when they heard his statement of faith, those words moved in them in such a special way with that Holy Spirit prompting of that invitation that all worked in God's timing and in God's own way that changed their lives forever. As they simply said yes to God's invitation to follow Jesus. And of course, we know one was Andrew. The other, we think perhaps John, who wrote this very gospel that we read this morning. And all of this led to a special calling to a third person named Peter, who said yes to God's invitation and followed Jesus. And later, as John recorded, Jesus saying in chapter 12, verse 26, "Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, there will be my servant also. Whoever serves me will honor the Father." Every statement of faith, every action that we take serves and honors God our Father. And it's about this special call where these three disciples, which is the same spiritual calling that is impacting upon us today, that we should pay special attention to as God's abiding word. And there are three parts of all of this that I want us to look at in this special gospel reading, this special calling from Jesus. And those three words are our proclamation, Our proclamation leads to God's invitation, which transforms affirmation in who Jesus truly is. Proclamation, invitation, affirmation. So starting with proclamation, it took John the Baptist, who began by saying, "Look, here is the Lamb of God." And of course, that got people's attention. Now, let me ask you this question. How many people do you know who used to attend church, not just this church, but Baptist, Catholic, whatever church, used to attend church, but for whatever reason, they don't attend church anymore? Used to go to church, but now they don't. I'll bet we know a few, right? Well, according to Pew Research, you can go to pewresearch.com, 70% of Americans claim to be Christian. 70%. And out of those 70%, less than 17% actually practice their faith in a place of worship week to week. Less than 17%. Now, we could look at this and say, that's kind of a bleak picture for Christianity in America today and our future. Then we could also justify, that's why there's so many terrible things going on in our life today. But it is exactly to this reason why Jesus calls us out to this special mission to serve others in Christ. You know, how does it go? To be a friend, to make a friend, and bring a friend to Christ. This is our special mission calling to serve God and to serve others. This is critical for us to do. You know, yet in other research from the Barna Group stated, B-A-R-N-A, Barna Group, is from George Barna, who compiles a lot of surveys and information. He said that 82% of unchurched people said that they would somewhat likely attend a church if invited by someone else. And that 25% said that they would be very likely to attend a church if a friend took the time to go out of their way and make the effort to invite them. Now think about this. 25%, that's like one in four. One in four of your friends who would be willing to come to St. Cuthbert if you, not someone else, if you invited them to attend. Because you and I, by making our proclamation of who Jesus is to us, is powerful. Slide six, please. I myself have seen and have testified that this is the Son of God. And again, according to the Barna Group, it reveals the sad news that only 2% of we active Christians actually invite an unchurched person to attend worship with us a year. 2%. I mean, what are we thinking? Or perhaps better stated, what are we witnessing who Jesus truly is as Lord and Savior, as God's Word informs us? You know, we don't always realize how powerful our witness can actually be and how we can God can use our witness to encourage someone else to deepen their faith commitment. You know, a few years ago, I'm looking right over here and straight out, Jerry Flowers and McGowan family, you all sent out so people know who you are. It only hurts for a little bit. Okay, you can sit back down now. You can sit back down. A few years ago, you all were invited to attend St. Cuthbert, correct? And I believe the story I'm told, that invitation was issued by Paul and Candace Tanous, who knew you, Candace knew you, Sue. And they invited you to their house for a dinner, right? Making a proclamation of their gift of hospitality in Christ, having Christ-centered fellowship. And Catholic, Baptist, right? As long as Catholic and Baptist get together, we'll always have Episcopalians, right? But I'm guessing you all came to church, and Sue, you invited Jerry, right? That's like a Simon Peter thing. So you all came, and maybe at first, you know, the bells didn't ring off or whatever, but gradually in time, Jesus has done a work in you, correct? And that's about allowing Jesus to do a work in you by being in fellowship with others. Now, Jerry and Sue, both of you are serving on the vestry right now. And I was going to wait till next week at the annual meeting to make this announcement. But Sue, stand up. Stand up again. It only hurts for a little bit. Sue has agreed to be our senior warden this year. That's allowing God to work through us together. Thank you. Thank you for doing that. Thank you. Now you can't get out of it, see? So that leads to the great example of our second point, which is God's invitation. So in our gospel reading, Jesus issued his invitation to Andrew and to John and then eventually to Peter by asking them in verses 38 and 39, "What are you looking for?" No big initiative of t-shirts and bumper stickers and signs in yard, just simply ask, "What are you looking for?" "Come and see. Come check us out for yourself. Let the Lord do the rest." See, because Jesus, he meets us where we are in our life of faith. And what a difference it makes by simply spending a little spiritual time with him. And we can do this by staying and being active and in Christ-centered fellowship relationships with each other. Whenever two or more of us are gathered together in Jesus' name, he is spiritually present among us. And when we open our hearts to him, allowing him to transform our lives, a call from God is always an open invitation to enter into a personal relationship with him. Now think about this. If 25% of unchurched people were likely to attend church if a friend invited them, that would be like 1 in 4 of our friends. Why don't we begin now thanking and praying to invite our friends to church now and before Easter? Some of us have the same friends. Imagine a person getting impacted by 1 or 2 other people from us. You know, odds are at least 1 in 4 will attend. And we let Jesus do the rest. You remember the parable that Jesus told about the farmer who sowed seeds out on his land? And some seeds fell on the path and the birds, you know, did their deal. They swarm in and they gather and they ate all the seed. And some seeds fell on the walking path. Some seeds fell on the rocky ground. And when the plant began to grow, there was not room for roots, so the plant quickly died. And some seed fell among the thorns. And when the plant began to grow, the thorns also grew and choked the plant. But some seeds fell on good soil, and they produced an abundant crop, 30, 60, 100 times more than what had been planted. That's a blessing. Four different types of soil, the farmer scattered his seed everywhere, but only 25% actually produced results. The farmer just sowed seed because that's what a farmer does. That's the purpose of the farmer. And sowing God's word is God's purpose for us. This is our calling to build the kingdom for God. So finally, it is by our affirmation in who Jesus is that we spiritually invite others into the story of God's salvation. And we rejoice when a friend comes close to knowing Christ, as that person can affirm their faith in Jesus as their Lord and Savior. Slide 8. We have found the Messiah, which is translated to mean anointed. What a pure joy it truly is to have fellowship with one another, together in Christ. As 1 John chapter 1, verse 3 affirms, we declare to you what we have seen and heard so that you also may have fellowship with us. And truly, our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. This is our mission calling. And just one invitation to someone else can make a huge difference in their life for Jesus, as well as our life too. Why don't we become a church that is above average? Let's sow seeds for others to discover Jesus in all of our lives together. And let's step forward in faith to grow in our faith, especially in those areas that are challenging, but let's do so in God's holy word. Amen.